Okay, we're picking up for the Gemara on Samach Beis Amud Beis. We are two lines from the bottom of Samach Beis Amud Beis. So we're picking up with a lot of the Gadata in the first half of the Amud today. So some very nice ideas from the Gemara's over. The Gemara says, now, again, we mentioned that there was a lot of gaiva from women and a lot of lack of tznius. So the Gemara now continues that the men were not, they also were punished for things that they did wrong. So now the Gemara says, the people of Yerushalayim, they were men who Rashi said they're very arrogant and they spoke, like they seemed to have a nice lashon, a nice way of speaking, but really they're speaking about very illicit things that were not appropriate at all to be speaking about, as we're going to see. The Gemara says, Adam and the Chavero, a person would ask his friend, what did you eat today? And Rashi says that this whole thing, the Gemara's going to mention, is this whole thing, but I'll just translate as we go along because it'll be easier. This is referring to have relations with the wife or with any woman. Was it bread that was well needed, bread not well needed? And this well needed is referring to whether a person was a basula or not, whether she was a virgin or not. Bein gordili o bi, sorry, biyayin gordili biyayin chardili. We're talking about wine that was it was white wine or was it black wine? Meaning, was the woman darker skin or lighter skin? The woman you had relations with. Meisav rachav meisav katar. Did she have a wide couch or a narrow couch? And this is something to meant, was she fat or was she skinny? Bechaver tov or bechavera? Did you eat with someone who was a good friend or someone who was a bad friend? That one meaning was she attractive or not? Now the Gemara says, I'm Rav Chista v'kulan lizna. So we just explained all these things returning to promiscuity, things were inappropriate to be talking about, especially if someone who was niznus, who was in a situation where it was usher to have this relationship, then for sure, goes again, usher to talk about it, yet they had no problem talking about it. So again, they were punished. Now the Gemara says, "Amar Achav Amar Bihuda." We're continuing with just going back to talking about the fragrances of Yerushalayim. Atzei Yerushalayim shel kinamon hayu, that they used to have, that these type of wooden logs that they used to have in Yerushalayim were of cinnamon tree. Of Ashashayu Masikin Mem, when they have burned some of these beautiful these logs, Reicha no depchatzel, it was such a beautiful, amazing smell that would go. The smell would go travel throughout all of Yerushalayim. Shachav Yerushalayim nignazu, but when Yerushalayim was destroyed, they hated these beautiful smelling things. They said, "Why should we enjoy this? The Beis Hamikdash was destroyed." But then Ashaya Elak Seora, they only kept a small barley grain amount of it. It's found in the storehouses of Tzimtzas. It was the name of a queen. Rashi says that was her name, and she had she was able to keep this special spice. Okay, so we see the special spice in Yerushalayim. Now the Gemara continues. Just like a woman is not allowed to go out on Shabbos with all the things, so now the Mishnah now discusses what is a man not allowed to go out with his Shabbos. As a person is not allowed to go out on Shabbos, a man is not allowed to go out with a sword or with a bow, with a shield, with an olive, the Gemara is going to discuss what that is, or with a spear. And if he does go out, he's chayav midor reisa, so if he does it by accident, he would be chayav to give a korban chatas if he did it by accident. Now Rabbi Lezer says, no, that these are not, why are you saying he's chayav chatas? These are ornaments on Shabbos. They're making his appearance better, Rashi says. No, they're not a positive thing that he's wearing them. It's not considered an ornament. Rather, it's a bad thing that he has to wear them. Shenemar, as we know, the pasuk says, the next part of the pasuk is pretty famous. There's a nice song about it. Lo yisa goyel goy v'cherev v'leib d'od melchama. That in the time of Moshe Mashiach, the swords are going to be turned into plows, they're going to use them for that, and spears are going to turn into also a type of pruning thing they used to use for elements of plowing the field. And again, a nation versus a nation is not going to fight against each other, there's not going to be any war anymore, the Moshe Mashiach. So since in the Moshe Mashiach are not going to be wearing swords, so clearly it's a ganai, it's not a thing that it should be considered a malbush, rather it's something that's it's a negative, you have to wear it for security, but that's not considered an ornament, that's considered something you shouldn't be wearing on Shabbos. I saw a beautiful question from the Birkas Eliyahu. So he asks, Rav Fisher, why would the Chachamim go after something that's in Yemos HaMashiach? Lamaisa, right now, it is a malbush because it's something that needs to be worn. So why are you telling me that that right now that you should be donning what will be in the Yemos HaMashiach? That we see that in the Yemos HaMashiach, you're not going to need any guns or anything like that. You're not going to need any swords or any of those things, a bow. So, but Lamaisa, right now, you do need it. So why is the Chachamim assume that since you don't need Yemos HaMashiach, it's not considered a malbush right now? So he said, beautiful Alpi Drush. This is a little Hasidic story on Daf Yom. We don't do that so often, but he said, Alpi Drush, a beautiful answer. He said that we know Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. That Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, it's a glimpse of world to come. So if it's a glimpse of world to come, so then we have to go. Certain halachas, you go after the world to come also, then the world to come, you're not going to be no more fighting anymore, so therefore there'll be no more fighting, so it's not considered a malbush even now. Okay, that's a nice shot as it may be. The main answer is the main shot, but that's definitely a very nice idea that comes out of this Mishnah. The Mishnah continues, Biras Tahora V'yotzin B'Shabbos. This type of garter is going to be tar, it's not going to be susceptible to tumah. The Gemara is going to discuss this at length in the next Amud. And you're allowed to go with it on Shabbos. Kivalim, tmeim, veinotim, b'Shabbos. However, these like ankle chains that you used to wear, they are susceptible to tumah, and someone's not allowed to go with them on Shabbos, as going to be discussed in the Gemara. The Gemara now says, so what is my ba'ala? What is it meant when it says you're not allowed to go with an ala on Shabbos? So the Gemara answers now, it's a kulfa. It's talking about the subtitle of a metal club, Rashi describes it as, that you're not allowed to go with that on Shabbos. Now the Gemara quotes the next Mishnah, the next opinion in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar Omer Tafshitin Elo, that these are considered ornaments for him. So the word now elaborates, what's the Bachlokas Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim? Tanam Rabbi Elazar, Vichimachat Tafshitin Elo, Mayan Betelem Azar Mashiach. They said, the Chachamim responded to Rabbi Elazar, said, if you consider it as an ornament, that they're going to get rid of it in the Mosa Mashiach. Amar Lan, Afishan and Tzrichan, Rabbi Elazar says, that the only reason that they're going to get rid of them is because they're going to be needed for war. Shenemar loisa goya goya cherev. So since they're not needed anymore, they're not going to fight. However, in a situation where it's needed, everyone's going to agree that you're allowed to wear them. So the Gemara asks, she should be wearing it as a nice, it looks nice to wear them. Even, meaning the Gemara is asking Akasha that even in Moshe Mashiach, in the Muslim Mashiach, where there's going to be no fighting, but it looks really good. Oh, look at this beautiful sword I'm wearing. If you're not going to use it to kill people, it just looks very nice. The Gemara says, so therefore the Gemara answers, I'm going to buy Midi Dehave Ashraga Batira. No, it's going to be useless. That's similar to the famous concept that comes up by Hilchos and Mechanica and different things like that, and Hilchos Shabbos, about lighting things, that if you're lighting a candle in a Ashraga, it's more like a lamp. If you're lighting it in daylight, where it's sunny outside, then no one is appreciating it at all. It's useless. So too, when it comes to weapons that are not needed anymore, it's considered useless. So it's not considered a nice element in the Emosa Mashiach. So since it's useless, you do not consider it a tachshit at all. Okay? Now the Gemara just notes, there's a very important shuvah of Moshe Feinstein writes, that based on this whole sugya, that he asked, Hatzalah people asked him, are you allowed to wear the radio? Obviously, Pekuach Nefesh, you're allowed to wear it, but when there's no Eruv, and so maybe you should say, Pekuach Nefesh, we hold, is the chuya, so you have to stay in your house. You're not allowed to walk around outside with this radio, so if you want to take a walk without an Eruv, you would not be allowed to wear the radio on Shabbos for Hatzalah. So you mean you have to wear it, you wear it inside, you stay inside the whole time. So Rav Moshe answered that everyone would agree that if there's use for it, then again, given the kitzur, he said a lot more than this, but if everyone agrees if there's use for wearing this, he quotes this Gemara, that if it's in Illinois, if it's a traga batira, it's only psul, that it's something that's useless. However, if there's a use, then everyone should agree that it's mutter. So Moshe wants to mechadesh, it's not even eser to wear, because it's, again, for the Pekuach Nefesh was obviously included in part of that, that maybe the Hatzalah people won't want to do it if they're not able to take walks without an Erev. However, and he was assuming that the city, you're not able to make an Erev, so Manhattan, Brooklyn, all those problems, okay? So Lamaisa, though, he said that it comes out lekula, because everyone would agree that if it's in a situation where it is something that has a purpose, that everyone knows that you're Hatzalah, that you're able to use it, so then for sure, it would be mutter, he's mechadesh, even lekula yama. Again, he says a lot more, but they're just giving you something that was relevant to the dafo here. Now the Gemara continues, plika de Shmuel. This Bryce disagrees with the opinion of Shmuel. The only difference between this world and the world of Yemos Mashiach, when Mashiach is going to come, is going to be the fact that the fact that we're not going to be subjugated. The Klal Yisrael is not going to have to be avadim. They're not going to be fighting anymore. That's the main difference. Those will just point out, obviously, that can't be the only difference. Shalayim's going to be built. So there's obviously this lav dafka, but he's saying that the main issue is the fact that there's not going to be any major differences in terms of the natural order. The Rambam seems to paskin like the sheet of Shmuel. It has nafka meaning for who's going to be the Mashiach, right? That if the main thing is its natural order is not going to be changed so much in the Mosa Mashiach, those are the Mosa Mashiach and Tchias Mesim. We need somebody to get to Perek Chelik, the whole last 20 dafim of Sanhedrin over there. When we get to those, we'll get discuss this at more length. But at the end of the day, the Rambam seems to say that Lamaisa, and it has differences for who's the Mashiach. Does he have to perform miracles, or is it more the natural order, the main part of who is Mashiach? Again, there are a lot deeper discussions, but this is a very important philosophical and shkafic debate. The Gemara continues now. How do we know this? The main part of that, what's going to happen, is not going to be poor people in Eretz Yisrael, and that's the main issue. That's going to be the main point of what's going on according to Shmuel. Misayla, so the Gemara says this also is support for Misayla Rabbi Chiya Bar Rabbi Abba. This our brisa, not the our brisa, which said that the is going to follow the shita of Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba that said Demar Chiya Bar Abba Kol Evin Lasmele Moshe Mashiach, that the Neviim prophesied Dafka 40 Moshe Mashiach, but the Olam Haba Ein Lorasim Uzasacha. But when it comes to Olam Haba, which is the world to come, After the Bosa Mashiach, again, that's all Tchias HaMesim, or Kamal HaHaba, and 1 point, is 2 points, not getting into that right now, but he's saying that is a much higher level, that they're not even able to see a glimpse of what the schar that Klal Yisrael is going to get in Olam Haba. Okay, now the Gemara continues. They said a different version of the Braisa. They said to Rabbi Eliezer, these weapons are considered ornaments from the mind, but Tehillim Mosa Mashiach, why would they be eliminated in the times of Mashiach? Rabbi Eliezer responded to them that they're not going to be ruined and that they're not going to be eliminated in the time of Mashiach. So Gemara now comments on this version. Now the Pshita of Rabbi Eliezer is consistent with the opinion of Shmuel, who says that in the Mosa Mashiach there's going to be no change in the natural order. So two weapons are going to be needed. So the Gemara says a pliki to Rabbi Chibar Abba, and this would disagree with Chibar Abba, who holds that the time that there's going to be no nations fighting each other, that's referring to the Mosa Mashiach. So now the Gemara continues. Amar le Abaye le Rav Dimi, Amar le Rav Avya, the whole list of people who actually said this statement. Amar le Rav Yosef le Rav Dimi. Some say it was Rav Yosef le Rav Dimi. Amar le Rav Avya. Some say Rav Yosef said this to Rav Avya. Amar le Abaye le Rav Yosef. Some say that Rav Abaye said this to Rav Yosef. Okay, a lot of different versions. I'm going to ask, what did he say? My Tam de Rav Lazar, Tam Tachshit in Ilam. What's the reason Rav Lazar said that weapons are considered ornaments of a person? Tichsiv Chabar Chabay Arech Giver Hodecha VeHadrecha. Because the pasuk says that in Tehillim that you should. Put on, gird your sword upon your thigh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is your glory and your splendor. So the Gemara says that's the derech to do it. So the Gemara says, I'm a leader of Kahana, leader of Huna, high by the Rav Torah, but that's not the drasha we have. We have the drasha over here. Rashi points out the drasha is that it's a metaphor in interpretation over here that you should be continuously chazring your limud, so that when you are learning, you'll be able to bring a proof right away. You know exactly, the Gemara in Lamed Beis tells you this. Yeah, you're constantly doing it, and triumph in battle is referring to the battle of learning limud HaTorah. So the Gemara defends it. Proof the Gemara says, Amar Lu, in Mikriyotiv de Meshuto. That we always go after the plain meaning, that the Drasha Ein Hachanami notwithstanding. But generally we assume that in Mikriyotiv de Meshuto, that the main, plain meaning also is the main chashivas of a pasuk. That the Achronim explained that even when we use a verse that has a Drasha as a parable lesson, that still the literal meaning has major resonation, and therefore they have major lessons to learn from the regular pasuk pshat of what the Torah is telling us. The Gemara continues now defending the proof. Amar Lei. So my Rav Huna said to Rav Kahana, though, Ein Mikri, sorry, I answered that. So the Gemara said, Amar Rav Kahana, Ki Havin Bar Timnei Sreit Shanin. So Rav Kahana said when he was 18 years old, V'Havi Gamilei L'Kulei Talmudai. He was learning the entire Shas, V'Lo Havi Adana De Ein Mikri Yotzei D'Medusha Lad Hashta. I never knew that you don't kill out of a plain meaning until now. So why did the Dafka finish at 18? They say he wanted to be a Talmud Chacham before he got married, in order to marry the Chash of a Shidduch. He wanted to finish all Shas. Where it says, Maya Kamash Malan, so what do we learn from here? So that person should be first learning as much as possible, and you should afterwards find out the Sfaras. Over here, Rav Kahana is saying that he learned all of Shas, and he didn't really understand this concept, what the Gemara meant over here, this Kasha, the Shaka of Rabbi Lezer, and what was going on over here, until he learned in Mikra Yotzim with the Bishuto, which he didn't learn after he finished all of Shas. So we see the person just learn as much as possible and try to take in, and if he doesn't understand, he'll come back and do Chazar, and then he'll try to understand it better. Now the Gemara continues. Simon Zaras had the mnemonic for remembering the Hemshech of the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Lezer, that is the Zion. Two Torah scholars who are constantly sharpening each other in halacha, in law, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzliach Mehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them the fact that they'll be successful, Shnei Mavadrach HaTzalach, because the pasuk says you're going to have faith, you're going to have splendor, and you're going to succeed. Al tikri v'hadrecha ela v'chadirecha. Don't say it's your splendor, rather that you're sharpening it, that they're going to sharpen each other and going to have to be zocha, to be understanding the Torah. But the not only that, they're going to become great. They're going to become Rosh Hashivas. They're going to become big time chachamim. Shnemar tzalach rechav. The pasuk says you're going to succeed and ride on royal, the hamshich royal things. So you're going to be ride on royalty. That means that you're going to be chashuv. The yachal afilu shelo lishma. One of the thoughts. That even if you're studying, not necessarily for the right reasons, to be close to Kadosh Baruch Hu and follow his mitzvos. So it says the Gemara now, Talmud Lomar al Dvar Emes, that Dafka, the Torah tells you that for the sake of truth, Yachal Imegis Daito, a person might think that if the person is arrogant, also he's going to be Zocha to these things. Talmud Van Vatzedek, the righteous are going to have humility. Dafka, someone who is humble, someone has humility. And if they do this, they're going to be zocha to the Torah, which is given Hashem's right hand, so to speak. We said before, again, the right is chashiv, is put on the shoe. First, the right is generally more chashiv. Pasuk says, and with your right hand, you're going to teach amazing things. Or really, no, can go with amazing. Click the Mara now, continues now. These Torah scholars are sharpening each other, are also going to be zoicha and ascribed to the right, to the hand of the Torah. Amar Rava Bar Shila, Amar Rav Yosef, Yochanan, Amar Rav Sheshes, Maidach Siv, Orecha Mimina Smola, Asher Kavod. Pasuk says, you're going to have length in your days, and the Torah is going to be right hand, and left hand is going to be wealth and honor. El Abimina Orecha Mimina Ik Osher Kavod Leika, that if a person had right hand, there's going to be length of days, there's no wealth or honor with the right hand, why not? So Elali Limayiminin Ba. So the Pasuk is saying that someone who deals with something right handedly, what is that? That someone who wants to find Rashi's medactic in every reason of the Torah, and he learns the Gemara really well, he clarifies things with his keilu, like something very skillfully, or there's going to length the days, and so more, all the more so he's going to have wealth. However, someone who deals with them in the backhand, left hand is referring that they're not careful, they're not so careful in their learning, they're not learning Bahasmada, they don't toil over the Torah, they're going to live wealth and honor, they're not going to have length of days. The Gemara continues to learn about the topic of learning Torah. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Melakish, Shnei Nachachim Anochin Zel Azeb Halacha." To they're pleasant towards each other. Rashi says that they try to figure out the Amkos of Pshat together. They learn Torah for Lishma. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Makshiv Lehem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will listen to them. Shnei Marazmir Hashem and they Hamtzel Buzz the Vayakshav Hashem. The Gemara brachos goes a few times. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen and listen to their learning. The Gemara says, "Ein Dibur Ela Nachas." When the lashon of Dibur, it's pleasant. Shnei Mar Yidavrim Tachtinu. The pasuk says, "We should humble the people beneath us." That the hemshich of the pasuk there. The Rambam says, "Ma'ala choshev shema." Once you mentioned that, we mentioned this. Gemara and brachos came up. What does it mean? Someone who's thinking about his name. Amar Rebbe Ami. Amar Afilu Chishu Lasas Mitzvah Nenas for Loasa. The person who thought very hard and wanted to try to do a mitzvah, but for whatever reason, he was nenas. He had an onus. He wasn't able to do it. Ma'ala kilu asa. The Torah tells you as if you had performed the mitzvah. Hashem grants you as if you had done it. A beautiful pshat once. My great uncle told me Shlita that he said a beautiful pshat once, and when I was very upset, I couldn't do a mitzvah one time. So he quoted me there's like a chassidish idea, ma'ala lakasuv. It's better than someone. It's not just like as if you've done it. It's better than someone who would have done it. Why? Because when you do a mitzvah, you shake the lulav and esrog. You get look at the shmak. You feel amazing. Oh, look at this! I just did the beautiful mitzvah. I was just moser nefesh. I did the mitzvah lulav and esrog. I spent a lot of money and I went to lulav and esrog. However, if you don't do it, you don't get the good feeling. You feel terrible. You say, oh, I wish I could do this mitzvah lulav and esrog. I wasn't able to do it. I put everything I could to try to get the money. And I didn't have enough money to buy lulav and esrog. So just to get a good chizuk for everyone who's stuck, not able to daven with the shul, and someone who's very really moser nefesh to go daven in the shul and then hear a mini yeshmir rabba, then a kadosh baruch hu. Really, if you really try very hard during generally, then malav akasav kilo asakadosh baruch hu is going to review it as if you performed that mitzvah of going to shul, as if you said that mini yeshmir rabba, as if you daven with a minion. So it's a good chizuk for the times we're in, especially. All right, the mark nizna amram chinav raadet kol osa mitzvah ke ma'amra. So anyone who performs a mitzvah, the way it's uttered, meaning the way it should be done, either Rashi says lishma, or some say that it means that he does it without, he does it kol kula with every chumrah and everything like that. Mivasim also basaras. So the person's not going to get any bad, nothing bad is going to happen to him. Shnemar shomer mitzvah yoli devarah. The person who guards mitzvah, nothing bad is going to happen to him. Ravasi v'timar b'chanina. Filo kash baruchu goes exer. When kash baruchu makes a decree of harsh punishment on this person, who mivatla, he's going to mivatel this gzera for the fact that he did this mitzvah. Shnemar ba'asher devar melech shilton mi yomer lo. The pasuk says, "For the word of Akash Baruch Hu, it's authoritative." And who's able to say Akash Baruch Hu? What are you doing? So the Gemara says, "Right after that pasuk, it says a person who guards literally the commandments of Akash Baruch Hu mitzvos is good. Nothing bad is going to happen to him. He's not going to have any harsh decree. So Akash Baruch Hu is going to either remove them if he did have a harsh decree to create on him before that." Two Tamar Chum who listen to each other, and when it comes to halacha, the Rashi says that they listen to learn what the pasuk is talking about properly. Hakadosh Baruch Hu shmeh kol, Hakadosh Baruch Hu listens to their voice. Shnemar yashav b'ganim mechavir mekshim lekol eichas shmianim. Pasuk says you dwell in the gardens, companions hearken, and you listen to the voices, and you let me hear me. Ve'im enos and kain gomer l'shchina shnitaz l'gisel. And if they don't do this, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to have a shchina, the divine presence, is going to remove from klai yisrael chas v'shalom. Shnemar berach tudi od melach. The pasuk says that you flee, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, my beloved, and you're leaving. That's like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the mashal Shirshim over there with a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. So that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be leaving. Now the Gemara continues. Omar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Shnei Tamei Chachamim Hamedgilim Zel Zel Ba'Halacha. There's two Tamei Chachamim who gather, so to speak, to each other in Halacha. Kadosh Baruch Hu Ava, and Kadosh Baruch Hu loves them. Shemar V'Diglo Alay Ava. Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, and literally, you should put the banner over me. That's like my love. The Rava says that this only applies if they know the basic halacha, the basic laws of the subjects over here, the basic halacha, then that'd be okay. That's also that they don't have a teacher from who they're able to learn, meaning that they once had a teacher from, they were able to learn the basic concept, and they don't have anyone to learn more bi'yun with, and that'd be okay when they love them. Okay, they didn't chant Tosfos in what is over there, but with Rashi for now. The verse is Amar Rabbi Abba bar Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Gadol Amal Yoser Mina Oset Tzedakah. Someone who lends is better in a certain sense than someone who gives tzedakah, because you're not going to embarrass the Rashi, you're not going to embarrass him. But alone, you say, oh, I'm just giving a loan, I'm going to pay back. So now, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people are in need of tzedakah. You should at least give them a loan, which you could always forgive, but to give them a loan would be a big mitzvah. Matzah, bekis yosef mekulan. Someone who is able to give him parnasa and make him work and give him, Rashi says, and give him merchandise to work with, so meaning hire him as a job and find him a job, that's better than all of them. I'm a Rabbi Abba, I'm a Rabbi Shimon Lakish. But the Bible says, so even if it's a Torah scholar, literally, he is being vengeful and he's also begrudging as a snake, so then you should still wrap him around your waist. However, if it's someone who's not an Amaretz, right, he doesn't know anything, then, and he looks like a chassid, al tader b'shchunah. So you don't live in his neighborhood, meaning there's nothing to learn from him. So just Agav, we mentioned over here, that a person should be close to Talmid Chacham, even if he seems like he's very, you know, hard to deal with, it's still a big milah to be a Talmid Chacham because he knows Torah. Amar Rav Kana, Rav Shim ben Lakish, Amar Lei, Amar Vasi, Amar Rav Shim ben Lakish, Amar Lei, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Shim ben Lakish. So there are a lot of different versions of who this is. Called Megadol Kelev Rabbi Sochbeis, so someone who has a dog that's very, barks all the time and runs those really big, scary dog, like the pit bulls. Moneh Chazit Mitoch Beisa. He's going to prevent kindness from in this house. Why? Because then the poor people aren't going to feel come to his door. The beggars aren't going to come. So the Gemara says, "Nehemar lemas." The pasuk says, "Whoever has a bad dog, then what? Mireu chesed. You're going to withhold kindness from your friend." Shekein b'lashon yavan is korin lekelev lamas. That in Greek they use the lashon of, they call it lamas. Interesting when we have psukim that are dorish. Darshan out rather, they darsh sukim based on different languages. Rabbi Kiva Yigar quotes over here the Gemara, famous Gemara about in Tefillin when it comes to Bekatzvi Shtayim. How do we know how many parts of Tefillin? Again, that is a very good question. Why are we able to learn from different languages? But the Gemara does that away. The Gemara says, "I'm not going to Gemara af porek menu yirashemayim." Someone throw off yirashemayim, he's not going to have any fear of heaven. Shemar v'yirashakai ya'azo. If he has this type of dog, again, as long as it's about a bad dog, a regular dog is more alpi kabbalah. Why there might be issues with that? Gemara says, "I hate this." Ali Alul, based on the Mayfed. So Gemara quotes that these bad dogs, what they could do. A pregnant woman came to her house to bake. Navach b'kalb, and a dog barked at her. Isakar v'ladan, and for that happened, the fetus moved around in his place of ruin. It's very bad for the fetus. Amarle Mara the base said, but the owner said, "Don't worry, look, he doesn't bite. He's a nice dog. Don't worry. You know, he's always those dogs." The shakta nevet shakta torfei. So the dog, we moved his claws. He can't bite. He's not going to scratch you. She still responded, "Thank you for him. No, thank you. That you take away his horn doesn't matter. His thorn doesn't matter. Whatever was done is that you scared me, and my fetus just moved, and it's very dangerous now. It's a situation. I mean, I don't know. It's stillborn. I don't know exactly what happened over there, but it was not good." So the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Amar Avuna, my dechse was a pasuk when it says." Pretty long pasuk over here. That a person should be happy with his childhood, and he should let his heart cheer that for the fact that he was when he was young, and he should go on the ways of his heart and the sight of his eyes. He should know that these things, Kosh Baruch Hu, will bring him to judgment. What is going on over here? Then Moses says, "Ad kandri yitzhar." That you're going to go look after your eyes, look at your sight of eyes, see that Kosh Baruch Hu is going to bring him to judgment. That's all the yitzhar tells you that. Oh, don't worry, enjoy yourself. Yeah, don't worry, just have a good time. No, that's all the words of the evil inclination. That's the Yetzer Hara. Mikan Veilech the Yetzer Hara. No, but the Hamshech of Pesukim are telling you that those things that the Pasuk says you're going to be brought to judgment, that obviously is not, that's not the Yetzer Hara anymore. That's the Yetzer Tov speaking. Reish Lakish, it reminds you that you're going to have judgment if you do a Meira. Reish Lakish Amar Adkan Divrei Torah. Here is Adivrei Torah. Mikan Veilech Maisim Tovim. The Hamshech is referring to Maisim Tovim, the good deeds, that you should know that all these things, and learn that you'll be judged, that fulfilling them, that's referring to Maisim Tovim, or maybe Divrei Torah, you never fill enough, you always continue learning. Okay, then where now continues the Hamsheikh of the Mishnah. Biris Tahora, that a garter is going to be Tahor, and someone's not allowed to go with on Shabbos. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Biris Zo Etzada. What is a Biris? This is a garter. It's referring to an armband. Mesiv Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef has a kasha though. Biris Tahor Ve'etza B'Shabbos. The garter is Tahor, and is not allowed to go with on Shabbos. Ilat Sada Tmei. Whereas, an atzada, we know, is susceptible to tumah. So it can't be the garter. The mentioned Mishnah can't be the armband that we're discussing. How do we know that it's the tzad is tame? Because Rashi says, he quotes that when it comes to the clay Midian, when they fought with Midian, Moshe told them that and it's going to be it's tame, whatever you had with you, whatever the spoils that you took is also going to become tame. And the pasuk also says specifically atzada, and that including the gifts that they gave was the armband. So we see that armbands are susceptible to tuma. So the Gemara answers hachik amar. This is what we meant to say. Biris tachat tzara omedes, that the Rebbe Yehuda is saying that a garter is on the leg, is in place of a bracelet on the arm. Meaning it goes around the leg to hold a stocking in place, just like a bracelet goes around the arm. However, it's unlike a bracelet that a garter can't become tame, as opposed to, because it's not a tachshit, it's not an ornament. However, it simply holds up the stocking, it's not going to become tame. Now the Gemara continues. Yosef Ravin Rav Huna Kamid Rav Yirmiyah. Yosef Rav Yirmiyah Kamis Namnim. Rav Yirmiyah was sitting and he was dozing off at the shear. Again, never happens to anyone we know. Yosef Ravin Rekamar Biris Ba'achas Kivalim Bishtayim. Biris Ba'achas Kivalim Bishtayim. The garter is worn on one leg, whereas Kivalim are worn on both legs. Rav Huna, however, disagrees. I'm Rav Huna, Ilav Ilav Bishtayim. Both of them are worth both legs. Matilin Shalshos B'nei V'nasu Kivalim. Or someone puts a chain between them and they become a type of chains like on their legs. So when they're worn without a chain connecting them, they're going to be called a biris, and if they're together, they're going to be called kivalim. If they're chained together, that's how everyone understands. V'shal shelah shabam mashave le mana. But the chain is going to make it's going. So the Gemara is the kash. Sorry, v'shal shabam mashave le mana. It's going to make it a utensil, make it a kli, which is going to be susceptible to tumah. Why is that? What is adding the chain make it more of a kli than before? If not. So the Gemara, because again, the Mishnah made a differentiation, but when is it Tamei and when is it going to be Tamtar? The Gemara says, V'chite, Beker Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmini. You want to say that maybe, Gemara is just possible rejection that we're going to say, maybe you could hold like, Rabbi Shmuel Nachmini says, Manei HaShmai HaKobu B'Klim HaTol Shur Tamei. How do we know? We quoted this Rosh already before. That a metal utensil produces sadness when it comes to susceptible to Tumash, Nemar Kolvar Shur Yavu Ba'ish. Basak says anything that's going to come into the fire. The Gemara learns that, Afilu Dibur B'Mashma, that something is Davar is an extra word, we say that it implies that even if it's producing a sound, meaning of that's where we learned that the bell before was going to become tame. So we see that an item can be qualified as a kli, as a utensil, just because it's able to produce sound. So maybe that's what the chain is doing over here. The Gemara says, Bishlam Hazam, there I understand that was the whole purpose. Kabbalah, Kala, Vikavid, Maisa, Achamayka, Maisa, Vikavid. There I understood because that was the whole reason that you made the bell in the first place to make noise. Over here, though, the chain is what it is, the fact that it's making noise is making you make that noise, is not helping you. The Gemara says, no, Achamayka, Vikavid, Maisa. Here, the chain is performing an actual maisa, not just a noise that is perfect, that there is a purpose for making the chains together. So what is the purpose for the chains over here? Mishpacha used to work really quickly, work really, really fast. Okay, so what happened? Right? Basulos no shows. They would lose their basulim. The women, the young girls used to lose their basulim before they were actually basulos. So what happened? So the elder people of these families decided to make a chap. They decided to put a chain around them, and the garters over there, the bands, they're connecting them in order to make them walk slowly. So they had a purpose there, and therefore, and it wouldn't fall off the basulim, the blood, right, wouldn't come out from before them. So therefore, so we see over here that unlike the garters, who served only the stockings, the chain is now serving the woman herself. That's actually a purpose for her. So therefore, she's going to be usher on Shabbos, and it's also going to come tame. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiyah woke up, and when he heard this whole drasha, he said, oh, you said good, and this is what Rabbi Yochanan said as well. Gemara says, So we saw in a few times already that shalosh etzbal is usually three finger breadths, or three tefachim, depending on what clue we're talking about over here, by a beged, by a garment, is going to be set up to tula. So Rabbi Yochanan said, minayin la'arei kol shu tamei. How do I know that some things, if it's dafka made for that purpose, even if it's less than that shear, it's going to be set up to tula mitzis? So we learn after that tzis, that was the head of the Kohen God. They used to say Kodesh Lashem. So that's considered, even though there's less than 3x3 tefach, or 3x3 etzbos, whatever we're discussing over here, it's going to become tamei. So if you make something for that purpose, less than the actual shear, it's going to be susceptible to the tumah. The Gemara says, I'm really a bayev, it's tzitz ariku, but was it tzitz woven? It wasn't woven at all. But Tanya, the Bryce tells us, tzitz kimin tashel zav. The tzitz was like a plate of gold. The rokha shtei etzbos, it's two fingers wide, and mokaf meozen leozen. And it was encircled, and the kohen gadol was forward from ear to ear, because of Allah, b'shtei shtitin, yod lamala kodesh Lashem lamala mata. That it had on it, I had two different lines. One was Hashem, and on the upper part of it said was Kodesh La. Lodesh La, Lamed, and then Hashem was on the other line. Rabbi Lazar said, no, I saw differently. Because of La Kodesh Shemeshitachar, I saw on one line Kodesh Hashem. So either way, though, it's clear from the Bryce that since it was a plate of gold, it was not, it wasn't woven on. So how can we were talking about something about woven here? But the Maisa Arik has something to be learned about over here. The Gemara says Kiselik Rav Dimi when Adash Shalach Leusa Rav Dimi. He said, by the way, Rav Shmuel Lachem tells Rav Dimi, I made a mistake explaining what Rabbi Yochanan said. That's, I made a mistake. What was it? Ram Kacham Rav Shmuel. No, this in truth, this is what Rabbi Yochanan really meant to say. Minayin L'Tachshish Kol Shul Shu Tame. How do I know that any ornament of any size is eligible to Tumah Mitzitz? No, I mean it's talking about an ornament now. A Tachshish, that's different. That's what we learn from the Tzitz, not from the fact that something is woven. Minayin L'Arik Kol. How do I know that something that is woven is going to be accessible to Tumah? Me oh beged. We know that from the fact that it says oh beged, that the oh beged teaches us that when it says instead of beged, that oh beged teaches us, including that anything that's woven is that was the purpose that you make it for, then it is going to become tummy for that purpose. Okay, we'll pick up Mirza Shem and Tan Rabbanan tomorrow.